Evangelist Gerald Mahan.
Praise the Lord. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a big round of applause. Come on, let's give Jesus a big round of applause. Come on, how many know Jesus is Lord tonight? Jesus is King tonight. Jesus is alive tonight. Jesus is faithful tonight. Jesus is still on the throne. Jesus will crack the sky at the sound of the trumpet. Come on, church. Jesus is Jehovah Jireh. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made, a day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for the joy. The Lord is our strength. Thank God so much that I'm here in the Bronx, New York, having a wonderful time. Every time I've been here, I have felt the presence of God here in the Bronx. God is doing great things here in the Bronx, and I appreciate so much. I want to say here at New Christian Good News Christian Church, you are truly blessed to have a great shepherd, a man of God. Come on, church, it walks in the spirit, listens to the voice of God, a man of integrity, a man that wants to see lives change, loves his family, loves God. You ought to give God some praise for Pastor Jim Miller. Come on, church, glory to God. Him and his lovely wife, Sister Andrea, glory to God. Amen. He's my granddaddy. Come on, church. Glory to God. Let me say why I say he's my grandfather in the ministry. He led a brother by the name of Winston Gordon to the Lord many years ago, 20-some years ago. And Winston led me to the Lord 23 years ago. So I thank God for Pastor Miller still reaching people with the gospel. We appreciate him and his lovely wife and the great leaders of this wonderful church. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God so much for Pastor Hector. Come on, let's give God some praise for Pastor Hector. Glory to God, him and some of his congregation here tonight. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and being with us tonight. And all the visitors that are here tonight, we appreciate you. Thank God for Reverend Carolyn Scales tonight. Glory to God, we went to school together, amen. Glory to God, graduated together, and I just appreciate her so much. We graduated together, and she travels with us sometime, and we appreciate her so much. Carolyn was in my high school, and we went to school together. She was so smart. Glory to God. I sat behind her. Thank God that I didn't put her name on my paper. Come on, church. Glory to God. But I thank God for Carolyn. She's such a great woman of God and highly favored by God, and we appreciate so much. The worship team did an outstanding job tonight. Glory to God. You're blessed to have a worship team. Glory to God. They did a great job tonight. Glory to God. Justin, them, and the praise team are just awesome. Amen. Thank God for my lovely wife that's with me again. My lovely wife, I love her very much. Appreciate her so much. One pastor asked me one time, he said, Brother Mahan, will your wife be traveling with you? I said, she's like the American Express. I don't leave home without her. Amen. Glory to God. She's still my cheerleader. Amen. She used to be on that sideline in seventh grade, and I thought I was Michael Jordan. Come on, church. I didn't have no Air Nikes on. I had PF Flyers on. She'd be on that sideline. She had a yell just like this, had them pom-poms going, and I'd peep on the sideline. I didn't weigh but 99 pounds. I'd be driven that ball all down between my legs. I'd peep on the sideline. She'd be on that line saying, Gerald, he's my man. He can't do it. Nobody can. Come on, I didn't care where I was on that court. I was shooting that jumper. I could hear my mother saying, take him out. And I love her. Amen. We're having a great time serving God. And I appreciate her so much. You're looking at a man here tonight that was delivered of 18 years of drug addiction. I thank God for a ministry called Teen Challenge. Phyllis and I, we grew up. We moved off to Washington, D.C., not knowing what drugs was about. I was drafted into the military and went off to Vietnam. And there in Vietnam, I walked point, 11B10 infantry. I was wounded there twice with 2 Purple Hearts. And there I got introduced to marijuana, cocaine, and heroin. Coming back to the States, drug addiction carried me for over 18 years. Society used to look at me and say, I'll never be anything but a drug addict. I went through seven 30-day programs. I tried AA, NA, Nate, Nate, Mate, Nate, Eat, Nate, Fake It Till You Make It. Keep coming back, get a sponsor. But I thank God on April the 12th, 7:30 p.m., I heard there was a man named Jesus could set the captives free. I heard there was a man named Jesus could restore back everything the devil stole. And I'm here to tell you tonight, I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. So today I'm a new man, changed by the power of God, and I'm not ashamed to testify of the miracle working power of God. Give God praise and glory right now. Come on, we serve an awesome God tonight. Glory to God. I want my lovely wife to come. Come, honey, I appreciate you so much. My God, I love this girl. She's a good cook. Come on, church. Glory to God. My God, she can cook and just encourages me, builds me up in the things of God. And one thing I can say, you're still the boss. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Phyllis never used a drug a day in her life. And she told me before I got saved, she said, Gerald, if you don't get your life together, I'm going to leave you. I said, you're not going anywhere. You've been in love with me since the seventh grade. So I came home. I was intoxicated before I'd given my heart to Christ. And Phyllis looked at me and she said, Gerald, you're drunk and you are high again. She said, I'm putting you on the most 10 wanted list. She said, get him, Jesus. Get him, Jesus. And when I couldn't figure out why I would go to jail every Friday night. Come on, church. Police locked me up, take me down to jail. I said, man, what's going on today? He said, we call this Operation Clean Sweep. Everybody go. Take me down to the jail, and glory to God, I'd go to jail. And I remember I'd call Phyllis. I said, I'm over to the jail. She said, good, click up. I said, you better get a lawyer. You better get a bondsman. You better come and see by me. She said, click up. One day I got out of jail. I said, I need $25 to look for a job. She said, click up. But April the 12th, 7:30 p.m., 1989, when I gave my heart to Jesus, I called up on the phone. I said, Phyllis, don't hang up. Jesus. She said, let's talk, honey. Let's talk, honey. How many know we've been talking ever since? Thank God. Go ahead, honey.
Amen. Amen. I truly give honor to God, to Jesus Christ. I love him with all of my heart. I, too, want to give a honor to your wonderful pastor, Pastor Miller, to Sister Andrea, to Pastor Hector, and give my love to Sister Jenny, to each and every one of you, and, of course, this miracle husband whom I love so much. Amen. I just want to briefly tell you about a time that, during the time that Gerald and I were separated, and we were separated 3.5 years, and he used to call me every day and give me this long story how he was going to do better. And, you know, even though I had all of those hopes that he would, I knew that unless Jesus Christ intervened in this situation, that it would be no use. And I remember staying up on a Saturday night just praying out to God because I hadn't heard from him in about 3 months. And I kept asking God, I said, God, I just need to know, is he alive or is he dead? And as I just laid in the bed talking to God, the sun came up, and that enemy told me, you're too tired to go to church, because it felt like I had been in a wrestling match, didn't know that it was spiritual warfare, but I was just crying out to God and asking God to save him. I went to church, and when I went to church, my heart was still heavy, and I'm still talking to God and asking God just to let me know, is he alive or is he dead? And as I sit there in the congregation that morning, the pastor came out, looked over the congregation, and began to speak and said, the Lord told me that you may not know where your husband is or your wife or your children, but he has a city of refuge. And when those words were spoken, my heart began to just leap with joy. All I knew was that God was taking care of him. God had him in a city of refuge. God snatched him from wherever he might have been to a place of safety. And as I began to just thank God, and I went home, at home this time was a two-bedroom apartment I was now sharing with my sister because we had lost our home and our business and vehicles. And I'm just sitting there just thanking God, and all of a sudden I get a phone call. It was a collect phone call. I don't know if any of you have ever gotten these collect phone calls, but I was so happy to get this collect phone call from jail, and I knew. I answered, I received the call because I wanted to hear his voice. I just wanted to thank God for sparing his life once again. And I'm telling you tonight, even as you're sitting here and God is looking over the congregation, he knows exactly what you need. And you know what? If you would just open up, receive, believe by faith, as Pastor said, by faith, you shall receive in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. Amen. Amen. How many come expecting God to do something tonight? How many believe he still performs miracles tonight? Glory to God. I'm believing God tonight. If you have your Bibles, Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. God's laid a message on my heart tonight. Glory to God. We're going to eat some filet mignon. We're going to run the devil out of Bronx. Amen. We don't want to run him back south. I got to go back to Washington, D.C. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Let the church say amen when you find it. The word of God reads tonight in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Say, come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Now, God, this is your word, and your word declares that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand. Father, I pray tonight for a double portion of the anointing of God to be upon me. I pray in Jesus' name, not one person would walk out of here discouraged. Not one person would walk out of here defeated tonight. Father, I thank you that I serve a God that's able tonight. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And Father, I pray tonight in Jesus' name, not one person would walk out of here tonight without a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way tonight. Encourage your people tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at the person next to you and say, neighbor, no matter what you're going through, come to Jesus now. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, did you hear what that preacher said? No matter what you're going through, come to Jesus now. Now turn around, look at the person behind you and say, neighbor, did you hear what that preacher said tonight? No matter what you're going through, come to Jesus now. How many thank God for now? Come on, church. How many thank God if we come to Jesus? He will in no wise cast us down tonight when we come to Jesus. When I think about the book of Isaiah, the book of Isaiah is the book of salvation. And the name Isaiah means the salvation of the Lord of salvation. Isaiah's calling as a prophet was primary to the nation of Judah, the southern kingdom, and the Jerusalem, urging the people to repent from their sins and return to God. How many believe that our nation need to turn back to God? We need to get back to the things of God and start serving God like never before. Well, the prophet Isaiah ministered during turbulent time in Israel's history. And as we read in chapter 1 of Isaiah in verses 2-15, we see that Israel had abandoned the way of the Lord and was living in open sin, rebellious, and adultery. Glory to God, if we look at the nation today and we read the newspaper today, we would see all kind of turbulence and all kind of things going on in the world today. In church, our nation is in bad shape because we have left our first love. The Bible says in Revelation 2:4, nevertheless, I have someone against thee because thou hast left thy first love. How many believe that we need to get back and get in love with God one more time and tell that devil in the name of Jesus Christ, you are not going to lighten up. You're going to stand on the word of God. How many know when the enemy comes in like a flood that the spirit of the living God will raise up a standard? Isaiah had a job. He was encouraging them to get back to the first love. I don't know about you, but I'm in love with God. Glory to God. When God reached down and changed my life, I've been in love with him. People say, well, Brother Mahan, have your fire went out? Every time that devil threw my past up, I put my hand on my hip and said, the Bible
Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have life more abundant. Every time he said, you're going to lose your joy. I said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And the Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. If you're missing that joy, come now. Come on, church. If you're struggling, come now. If you're going through the fire, come now. If you're struggling with alcohol, come now. If you're struggling with drugs, come now. If you're struggling in your marriage, come now. Somebody ought to help me preach just a little bit in this house. Come on, church. Come now. Glory to God. Come now. Glory to God. When I think about coming now, the invitation, there was an invitation to come. Look at the two words here in Isaiah 1. Glory to God. I preached to Phyllis on the train. She said, Gerald, save it till you get up to New York. Glory to God. The Bible says these two words stuck out with me in this verse. It said, come now. The invitation of God is powerful. Say, come now. When I think about some of the scriptures that mean to say, come now, I think about Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. The Bible says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. When I think about Mark 1:17, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I'll make you fishes of men. The Bible says in Luke 19:5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw, and he said unto Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for this day I must abide in their house. I got good news for your church. God is still inviting his people to come and get a drink of the living water. Come and get a drink of this living water. And if you get a drink of this living water, you will never thirst again. The Bible says in John 7:37-38, in the last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I thank God on April 12th. Come on, church, I don't get a drink of that alcohol. I get a drink of the living water, and you will never thirst. You will never wake up with a headache. Come on, church. God will do greater things for the glory of God. Somebody ought to put their hands together and give God some praise in this house. Come on, you got a drink of the living water. Glory to God. Come now. Invitation is come now. Glory to God. The Bible teaches us God is still inviting his people, glory to God, to have a right relationship with God. The invitation is extended to all, and God desires that we would come and we would have salvation. We would be clean tonight. And the Bible says in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. When you come to Christ, come to the water that would never run dry. Come to get or eat another eternal bread of life. Come and be partakers of his spirit. Glory to God. The Bible says in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on the tree. But I thank God tonight for the blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. When I made that decision to come to him, I was broke, disgusted, and not to be trusted. But when I came to Jesus and laid those burdens down, come on, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. When you lay those burdens down and the devil try to beat you down with your past, you tell him, I laid those burdens down and I'm not going to carry them around any longer. Glory to God, because I serve a God that's awesome. I serve a God that will meet every need. I serve a God that will fight my battle. I serve a God that will go before me. I serve a God that will turn it around. I serve a God that still opens up blind eyes. I serve a God that still heals the sick. I serve a God, come on church, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Somebody ought to help me preach. Hey, God. My God, I'll preach myself happy. Come on, church. Come to God. Come now. Go over to God. How many ever said this? I come when I get my stuff together. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Ouch. I didn't say look at me. I said look at your neighbor. Amen. Glory to God. Some people say, well, I'll come when I get my life together. That devil had me bound for 18 years. He said, man, you'll never be anything. You'll never get your life together. And I used to look at other people and I said, well, I can't go in there because I'm all messed up. When I went to Christ, come on, church, I had the clothes on my back. How many know God didn't cast me down? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. How many know that God can take the worst drug addict, come on church, the worst alcoholic, and put the spirit of God in him and raise him up to be a child of God? Somebody ought to help me preach in this house. Come on church, my God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hey, come now. God Almighty. Come now. Come now. The Bible says, look what the Bible says. The Bible says, look at that verse 18. My God, when I looked at this, I couldn't get no further than verse 18. Come now. The Bible says this. And the Bible says this. The Bible says in Psalms 95, verse 8, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. The Bible says in Hebrews 3:15, why he has said, today if thou hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. We need to remain open and ready to hear the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Now, if you refuse, we will miss God and what God has in store for us. How many believe God can bless you like never before? Come on, church, how many believe nothing too hard for God? Come on, church, how many believe God can give you an apartment? God can give you a good job? Come on, church, God can put food on the table? God's getting ready to work a miracle on somebody's life tonight. Come on, church, somebody been really going through the fire, and God said, I'm about to turn that thing around. Why? Because you came to the house of God, and God's going to honor that tonight by the power of the Almighty God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Glory to God, come on church, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And the Bible says in Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on church, no devil in hell is gonna stop. Your household will be saved. Your kids will come in. Come on church, there will be a revival. Souls will be saved. God, fire, glory to God, come now, glory to God, glory to God. The Bible says, when he said come now, let us reason together instead of sin the Israelites away. God sought unity and God sought a relationship. God is doing the same for us today. God created you in his image so that you could have a personal relationship with God. God is seeking an intimate heart and a heart of relationship with him. The Bible says in Psalms 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. How many know when you come to God, God, his mercy, his grace, his love, his forgiveness. He does not beat you down with your past. Come on, church. When you come to God, he throws that sin in the sea of forgiveness, never to remember any longer. How many know people will throw your past up? But I got good news for you. The Bible says what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, not as though I had already attained, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. I thank God tonight that my name is written down in the book of life. And the Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. How many know God has a purpose and a plan for your life? Come on, church. God is not going to fail you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to give some of you your heart's desire. He said no good thing will he withhold from those that walk upright before him. He's still pouring out his blessing. And he said in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Come on, church. We'll see signs and wonders and miracles will take place. Oh, somebody ought to feel this Holy Ghost, what I'm talking about tonight. God is going to work it out. And tonight is miracle night. Give God some praise in this house. Hey, God. Glory to God. Come to God. The Bible says, glory to God. The Bible says in Psalms 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. We give him our sins, he gives us salvation. How many thank God when you give him those sins, he give you salvation? Come on, are you glad you laid them down one day? Come on, church, he gives us salvation. Glory to God. They were singing that song tonight. I couldn't help but get out my seat and dance. No more shackles. Come on, church. No more bondage. Come on. Glory to God. No more shackles. No more bondage. I don't have to walk to a paddy wagon like this. Come on, church. No more shackles. I've been set free. And whom the Son of God set free is free indeed. Do I have anybody been set free in this house tonight? Come on, church. Do I have anybody that's free in the spirit tonight? Hey, God, I'm free. Lord of might. Hallelujah. The Bible says, come now. Come now. Glory to God. We give him our mess. He gives us his mercy. We give him our guilt. He gives us his grace. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, we are saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is a gift of God. Glory to God. We give him our wrecked and run lives. He gives us life more abundantly. Glory to God. How many know there's a process in cleansing? You got to recognize sin. Being honest with yourself, repenting of your sin, confessing with your mouth. And glory to God, the Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Jesus wants to release us from the bondage of sin. He wants to do great things in our lives when you come now. How many ever made up in their mind they're going to come later? Come on, church. Anybody ever said that? Man, I can't get a hand going up nowhere. Anybody ever said, when I get myself together, then I'm going to come to God? Come on, church. How many know it won't work? Come on, move your hand around and say, that won't work. Come on, how many know it won't work? Amen. You come to him, he does great things. First of all, he said, come, let's look at the satisfaction, the completion. The only way we can be satisfied is to fill the emptiness of the void in our lives, is to accept Jesus Christ, and then we know God will do great things in our lives. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus, who is the one that satisfies us and the one that makes us complete. Glory to God. When I think about the word of God, say, if you be willing and obedient, you will have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will do great things in your life. I got good news for your church. God is not through with our lives. He's still doing great things. He's still performing miracles. And somebody have been praying, saying, oh God, where are you? How many know you're right on the verge of a miracle? You're right on the verge of a breakthrough. Why, God's going to turn that thing around. Some of you are saying, oh God, where are you? Some of them saying, oh God, have you lost me? Have you left me? I got good news for you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. He will bring you through every test. And one day you will stand and you will give a testimony how we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I mean, no, God is still saving people. God is still doing great things. People say, well, Brother Mahan, seem like everybody is losing their fire, is losing their zeal. I got good news for you. Ain't no devil in hell is going to stop what God has in store. Come on, church. I got good news. I don't have bad news. Come on, church. I got good news. I got good news that God will supply. God will meet all our needs because he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Come on. David said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Oh, God, I feel my help coming on. I'll quote myself happy. I'll quote the word of God happy. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you've lost your joy, come and get it again. If you've lost that peace, come and get it again. And the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. And the Bible says, oh God, I love that Bible. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. The Bible says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. Is anybody ready to give up tonight and say, God, send down the latter rain. Send it down one more time. I'm ready for an old-fashioned Holy Ghost Spirit filled revival. Come on, church. Where people will run back to the things of God. Come on, church. I'm ready. Come as you are. Come as you are. Come now. That night I was sitting up in that detox center. And I'm sitting in a detox center about 12 hours. And the devil told me, he said, don't go up there. One guy sat beside me. He said, man, don't you do that. He said, they're going to know your business. Everybody in there a drug addict. Come on. Come on. They're going to know your business. But one of the greatest decisions I ever made is that, God, here I am. I don't care who was looking. I said, God, I'm coming as I am. How many know God can put the pieces back together? Come on, church, I couldn't fix it myself. Come on, church, I mean, no, we try to fix it ourselves. But he said, though your skin used to be like scholars, glory to God, they shall be white as snow. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the Bible says that today is a day of salvation. Some of you have been praying for a miracle. Some of you are praying for husbands. Some of you are praying for wives. I mean, no, the Bible says, if I abide in him and his word abide in me, I could ask for the will and it shall be given me. Some of you praying, saying, oh God, I want a godly woman. I want a godly man. Let me tell you, God is on your side. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. He said, no good thing will he will offer those that walk up right before him. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now by the power of God. Come now. Come now. Come now. And God will do great things. Let me say this, church. Don't carry those burdens around any longer. Give them to God and watch God work them out. Look what he said. Though your sin, anybody ever messed up? Come on, church. I'm the preacher. I got both hands and both feet up. Come on. Come on. Anybody ever blown it? Come on, church. Be truthful and tell the truth. Have you ever had somebody get on your last nerve? I'm talking about not your nerve, your last nerve. Anybody ever had? Man, I'm in the right place, Pastor Miller. My God, some people hold a hand up like this. Good God, am I up here? They got both hands and everything up. Glory to God. But I'm telling you here tonight, church, when I was all burdened down, all messed up, that devil, when I tried AA and NA, I witnessed to a guy the other day, and he looked at me. He said, man, you never use drugs. He said, you don't understand what I'm going through. He said, man, I'm all messed up. You never use drugs. He said, man, have you ever been bound? Have you ever been down? I said, brother, I was on Wild Iris Rose, Thunderbird, Jack Daniels, MD 2020, Budweiser, Coke 45. I said, I never made it up to Michelob because it cost too much money. But I got good news for you. I'm not on Wild Irish Rose today. I'm not on Jack Daniels. I'm on the Lord Jesus Christ's side, and he's on my side. Come on, church, because I came to him just as I was. He changed my life. Jesus is still the answer to life's problems. Come now. I want every head bowed and every eye closed. I'm going to obey the Spirit of God. I'm going to obey God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you tonight. I thank you for the moving of your Spirit. I thank you for your faithfulness. God, Isaiah said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God, I'm here in this town. God, as I travel all over the world, 15, 20 days a night, preaching this gospel all over the world, God, I've seen thousands of souls come to Christ. I've seen people set free. I've seen people, miracles taking place in their lives. I've seen people healed. God, tonight I would ask in Jesus' name that you would do it one more time. Do it for your glory tonight. In Jesus' name, right where you are sitting. And just you and God right now, right where you are sitting, just you and God. And you would say, preacher, I got things in my life that I need to come now. I need to make Jesus Lord of my life. I want to surrender my will to the will of God. If you're here tonight and you would say, preacher, I want to make heaven my home. I want to accept Jesus. I want to make him Lord of my life. Right where you are sitting, just you and God. Right there in that seat. If that's you, slip that hand up and say, pray for me. Slip it up. Slip it up. Slip it up. Slip it up. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor tonight. If you're here tonight and you would say, preacher, there's things in my life that's been holding me back, and right now I want to make it right. I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. Slip that hand up and say, pray for me. Slip it up. Slip it up. Thank you. I see that hand. Slip it up. Slip it up. I see those hands. Slip them up. Slip them up. I see the hands. Slip them up. Glory to God. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for the moving of your Spirit tonight. I thank you for your faithfulness tonight. If you're here tonight and you would say, preacher, I used to be on fire for God, but right now I've lost that zeal and I need to get back to the things of God. The Bible says in Luke 15:4, Jesus said, if I had 100 sheep and one go astray, I'll leave the 99 to go get that one. If you're here tonight and you would say, preacher, that's me. I want to make it right tonight. Slip that hand up and say, pray for me. Thank you. Thank you. Hands are going up. Keep them up high. Keep them up high. Father, I thank you for all these hands that are up right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor tonight. Thank you for your faithfulness tonight. Thank you for being a God that's on time. Thank you for saving your people tonight in Jesus' name. I want to do something tonight. Every hand that went up, I want you to look up at me. Every hand that went up, look up at me. Everyone Jesus called, he called publicly. I want you to step out your seat and walk down this aisle if you had your hand up. Come. Come. Every hand that went up, come. Come. come, 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 come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come. Come. Come now. Come now. Come now. He loves you that much. Come. Sisters, come on. I pray for you. Come on. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come. Come. Still coming. There's still room at this altar. Come. Let me say this. God laid that message on my heart, but so many times we wait. We say, God, when I get things together, then I'll do it. Let me say, you'll never get it together. God is the one that puts it together. God is not failing you. He's not forsaking you. He's going to turn that situation around for the glory of God. And tonight, I want to pray a prayer. Would you lift your hands up just like this? And I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I confess that I am a sinner. And I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Jesus, I thank you for saving my soul. I thank you for setting me free. No more bondage, no more shackles. Tonight, I lay my burdens down at the feet of Jesus. And tonight, I am victorious. I am victorious in Jesus' name. Come on, give God some praise right now. Come on, give God some praise. Come on, church, we are victorious. Come on, we are not losers, we are winners. We come as we are. He does the work. Glory to God. Sister, God's going to do it for you. Those are tears of joy. God's going to do it for you, sister. God's going to do it for you. God's going to do it for you. Pastor Miller, I don't know. You're going to take them and get their name somewhere. Glory to God. Where are the ushers? Maybe they can pull them right there and talk with them and get some names. You got a lot of new people here. Look, step over here for a minute. Step right here for a minute. Step right here. If you came to this altar, step right there. Come. Come on, sister, right here. Come for a minute. Come on. Come. Thank God for you. God's going to do it for you. Thank God for you, sister. God's going to do it for you. Step right here. God's going to do it for you, sister. Step right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Church, I want to do something tonight. I want to do something tonight. Glory to God. I want us to do something tonight. All over the building, I want you to step out your seat and come to this altar. Come. All over the building. Come. Come. No one left behind. Come. 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 All over. Come. Come on, brothers. Come on, sisters. Come. Come on up close to the altar. Come. Come. Come on up, son. Come on up, son. Come on up, son. Come on up, son. Come. 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 Come on, sister. Come. Come. Just come. Come and stand. If you feel comfortable, come. If you want to sit down, you can sit down. Just come. Let me say this. Look at me for a minute. Look at me for a minute. When you come to Jesus, he will fix it. I don't know how he works it out, but one thing the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. How many know that that battle is not yours? It belongs to the Lord. Come on, church. How many know the battle is not yours? It belongs to the Lord. And let me say this. Those that came to Christ tonight, if you'll stay faithful to the things of God, God will bless you like never before. When I came to Christ, I'm telling you, my bills were so bad. I used to tell the bill collectors, I said, man, if you call here again, your name is not going in the hat. Come on, church.
But I was messed up. But God turned that thing around for the glory of God. God will bless you going in. He'll bless you coming out. He will fight your battle by the power of God. But you got to serve him. How many know when you serve him, you can't come in and then one day go back out, come back in, go back out. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, that preacher's something. Amen. You got to get committed. How many know 23 years ago, and you can count on one hand right now, the times I haven't been in the house of God on a Sunday morning. On one hand, 23 years. Every time the devil tell me to stay in the bed, you know what I tell him? I say, I went to get drugs on Sunday. Now I'm going to church. Ha, 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 ha. Let me tell you, if you'll serve God, God will bless you like never before. Get baptized. Get under Pastor Miller's teaching. He has a wonderful church, a wonderful teaching. God will use you like never before when you put God first in your life. How many want God to do something in their lives? Come on, church. How many come into God, believe in God tonight? Glory to God. Let's believe God tonight. This is what I want you to do. Lift your hands up and tell God what you want him to do tonight. Just start talking to him right now in Jesus' name. Father, right now by the power of God, I pray, God, for every request tonight. God, many are crying out for jobs. Many are crying out for increase. Many are crying out for the kids. Many are crying out, God, for the neighborhood. Many are crying, God, I pray by the power of God. Many are praying, God, saying, God, where are you? Many are praying, God, you would give an increase. And Father, tonight by the power of God, I pray that you would give them their heart's desire. I pray, God, for victory in every area of their lives. Father, I pray that you would meet every need tonight because you are Jehovah Jireh. Father, I thank you tonight that they will not be beat down any longer. God, they will not hold on to the past, but God, they will look to the future. Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of their faith. And Father, we came tonight just as we were, and tonight we've laid them down. We came to you tonight, and Father, thank you tonight. Thank you tonight for taking our burdens. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood of your son Jesus. Thank you that he rose again. Thank you that he's alive. Thank you that he's making intercession for us right now. And Father, tonight we are victorious. We are not losers. We are winners. And tonight, God, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Come on, give him praise and give him glory and give him honor tonight. Come on, church. Give him praise and give him glory and give him honor tonight. Yay, God. Come now and watch God. God's going to turn it around for the glory of God. Tonight he's going to turn those tears into joy. Sisters, let me say this. God's going to do it for you. Many of y'all are witness to today in the streets and yesterday. How many are here tonight because we witnessed to you in the streets? Talk to you in the streets today. Come on, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Miller. Just a great man of God. I love you all so much. Thank you for loving us. Keep praying for us. We believe God. Appreciate you, brother.